Is your name Parvana? The girl in the dusty blue chador gave no response. She sat without moving on the hard metal chair and kept her eyes lowered. The cloth of the chador covered the lower half of her face. If her mouth twitched in recognition of the English words, the uniformed man and woman staring at her could not tell. Is your name Parvana? The woman repeated the man's question, translating it into Dari, then Pashto, then, after a pause, into Uzbek. The girl stayed still.
She's not answering, sir. I can see that, Corporal. Ask her again.
The woman cleared her throat, then repeated the question in all three languages. Is your name Parvana? The words were louder this time, as though it were a lack of volume that kept the girl from responding. The girl did not move, and she did not answer. She kept her eyes on a scuff mark on the floor and did not look up. Sounds reached the little office, sounds muffled by walls and from far away. A truck engine, boots pounding sand, a jet flying overhead, the whirl of a helicopter blade. The girl knew there were other people around. She had seen them when they rushed her from the truck and brought her in to sit in this small room on this hard chair. She had not looked around then either, keeping her eyes on the sand and rock of the yard, then on the cement block stairs, and then on the hard gray floor of the long hallway. Perhaps she is deaf, sir.
She's not deaf, the man replied. Look at her. Does she look deaf?
I'm not sure.
If she were deaf, she would be looking all around, trying to figure out what was going on. Is she looking around? Has she raised her head? No. Her eyes have been lowered since she was brought in, and I haven't seen her raise her head once. Trust me, she is not deaf.
But she hasn't spoken, Major, not a word.
She probably said something when they grabbed her and put her in the truck. Did she scream or yell anything?
No, sir.
Well, what did she do?
The girl in the blue chador heard the sound of papers fluttering as the woman in the green army uniform read through a report.
Sir, it says here that she stood still and waited.
Stood still and waited. The man said the words slowly, as though he was chewing them around in his mouth.
Corporal, what is your gut telling you about her?
There was a pause. The girl in the blue chador imagined the woman was trying to figure out what sort of answer would please the major.
Sir, I don't have enough information to be able to form an opinion.
Corporal, why did you join up?
My Spanish teacher suggested it. She said I have an ear for languages and the military could use me.
You went to the Defense Language Institute in Monterey?
Yes, sir.
You're very young. Ever hold any other job?
I worked in my parents' bakery.
Bread?
Some bread. Cookies, squares, pies, cakes, things like that.
Apple turnovers?
Certainly, sir.
My favorite.
If you like, I can ask my parents to send you some.
Thank you, Corporal. They will be stale by the time they get here, but still pretty good, I'll bet. So, a small-town bakery with a little bit of everything. And when you worked there, you did a bit of everything. Baking, calling suppliers, dealing with customers?
Yes, sir.
Ever get the feeling that someone is up to no good?
Sir?
Someone comes into your store, and they don't do anything bad, and they don't say anything bad, but still you think, there's something off about this customer, and so you watch them closely, and you're glad when they leave.
I suppose so, sir. It's a small town, but bad things happen everywhere. The man tapped his pen against the edge of the desk. He tapped for a while. The girl in the blue chador knew she would have to work hard to keep it from annoying her.
Look at her, the man said.
There was the sound of bodies shifting in seats.
She hasn't spoken a word, and she stood still and waited to be arrested, he said. What does that tell you?
I don't know, sir. Perhaps she's afraid.
Does she look afraid?
There was another pause.
No, sir, she doesn't. Perhaps, though, perhaps there is something wrong with her. Maybe she isn't smart enough to be afraid.
You were a baker, Corporal. I worked security. I've learned how to spot trouble, and this girl is trouble. What do we know about her?
Very little, sir. She was picked up in an abandoned ruin that used to be a school. We suspect that it is now being used as a staging area for the Taliban to launch attacks against us, and our intelligence gathering among the villagers seems to confirm that, although no one will speak openly. This girl was the only one there, and she had a tattered bag over her shoulder. In the bag were some papers that had the name Parvana on them. That's why we think that might be her name.
Let me see the bag.
Sir, I believe the analysts have it.
Go get it. I can't wait for them to do their fine-tooth comb thing. They'll take as much time as they get. Chase it down, bring it back here. If they squawk, tell them it's an order.
Yes, sir. The girl in the chair saw the woman's army boots cross the floor and leave the office. As the door was opened, more noises came in from the outside. Phones ringing, people speaking, filing cabinets opening and closing. The girl kept her ears open and her eyes on the floor. She knew the man at the desk was watching her. She did her best to ignore him. It was difficult. She used an old trick she had used to keep herself going when she was scared in the wilderness. She recited multiplication tables to herself. 19 times 7 is 133. 19 times 8 is 152. 19 times 9 is 171. She made it all the way through the 28 times table before the woman's boots entered the office again. She heard the sound of someone putting her father's shoulder bag on the desk.